Looking to save your hard-earned cash? Fed up with the forever rising cost of everyday living and want to know ways of making the most of your money? Then this is the podcast series for you. Get expert advice from financial and consumer journalist Lindsay Cook, along with broadcaster Glenn Thompson. Welcome to the Mrs. Mean Money Show.
Oh, yes, you've found us. Hello. Thanks very much for subscribing, downloading and listening to our series of the Mrs. Mean Money Show podcast. And it's all about saving your money, putting it back in your purse, back in your wallet, back in your bank account, and making you aware of areas that you could well be saving. And she's back in the studio looking meaner than ever. It is Mrs. Mean. Mrs. Mean is Lindsay Cook. How are you, Mrs. Mean?
Oh, I'm mean, and I'm really watching all the pennies because it seems that as soon as you relax, somebody tries to rip you off.
And we don't want to be ripped off. Nobody in their life wants to be ripped off. Today, loyalty is what we're talking about. Loyalty being hard work. Supermarkets, of course, sell us the idea that they're on our side and want us to benefit from their generous schemes that reward loyal customers like you and me. But in reality, you really have to work hard to save money and get the rewards you expect. Loyalty, I think these days, Mrs. Mean, counts for absolutely zilch. Nothing, does it?
No, they sell it as an ideal that they are selling loyalty because probably older customers like loyalty, people who've been a customer for a couple of years, they think they don't want to change. They want to stay with the same people and feel that because they got a good deal to start with, that it'll continue. It will not. Shopping in particular, you need to allow more time to do your shopping, take a calculator with you, check the prices on grocery websites. You cannot afford to relax. I reckon it takes about an extra 15 minutes to do a weekly shop now than it used to do when people could trust their grocery stores.
So lots to get through today then on the Mrs. Mean podcast. We'll be looking at changing schemes. Save the offers or miss the bargains. Don't be misled by pack sizes. Get double the value and don't let vouchers expire, which I've got to say I'm guilty of, Mrs. Mean. Those vouchers do expire quite a bit. We found a drawer full the other day and thought, oh no, we could have saved quite a bit of money here. But let's kick it off with changing schemes. What do you mean by this exactly?
Well, the supermarkets offer loyalty schemes to cardholders. They're offering cheaper prices and lots of points that can be converted into cash. But they change the schemes at whim. Customers at Waitrose recently, they used to get two vouchers every week on a Wednesday to be used before the following Tuesday. Now, Waitrose says, if eligible, the customer may receive vouchers for personalised offers on products from time to time. It says, we're using it exactly the same way, but not all customers are convinced. There's a lot on social media saying, I haven't had two this week, I didn't get two last week. And we like certainty. I know I'm a Sainsbury customer because that's the big supermarket near me. Normally, my Nectar offers, and that is a loyalty card, arrive on a Wednesday morning. But they're often late. And so I go and do my shopping and it means my shopping earns 1 point for every pound with no bonus offers. Typically, that can cost me 700 points. It's not a lot, but it means £3.50 worth of points. And when you get the offers the next day, you think, well, why are they changing the time they send these out? Surely customers like certainty. They need to help us. The other thing is the loyalty prices offered by the cards, Nectar, Tesco, Club Card and all the others, the loyalty prices are not fixed either. They say, big signs, up to 50% off, and sometimes there is. A jar of pasta may cost £3 without a loyalty card 1 week, £1.50 with a card. But the very next week, the price is back to £3 for all. So people think they know the prices of things, but they don't. When I was a girl, it was on the jar that the price was. It no longer is. It's on the shelf. So it's very easy for them to change the prices. So we need to use a website such as trolley.co.uk to compare prices. And if you use that, you can see which other local stores sell the same pasta sauce and have they got it cheaper. I recently did a check and found that I could get the £1.50 price at another local store of exactly the same thing without a Nectar card. So you've got to really look at the points. And the value of the points can change. They do this with little notice. You have less to spend. It's boring, but it means you have to read all the notices that you are sent. Waitrose, when it launched its scheme in 2011, you got a newspaper if you spent £5. Later it was £10, you got a free newspaper. That was Acts in 2022.
Well, you used to get a free coffee as well. I always remember when I was working many, many years ago as a university lecturer, there was a Waitrose right next door to the university. I used to go in there at lunchtime, pick up my free coffee. I'm not sure that happens anymore, does it?
They've reinstated it. Before, it was a free coffee when you didn't buy anything.
Right.
Now you have to buy something. And when you pay, they say, do you want a free coffee? So they then go over.
Okay.
And obviously it depends on whether that store has coffee making facilities. Not all of them do. So you've just got to keep an eye open because they're changing all the time. Marks and Spencer Spark Scheme. Now it's had quite a few different iterations since it was launched. You get money off, and there are 16 million customers. Every week, there are customers who get all their shopping free. That's one customer at each branch, and that's 77,000 people every year get all their shopping free. I always suspect it's the people who've gone in and got one sandwich get it free, but I don't know that's true. But at the moment, that's being offered. They're now announced they're going to offer a Sparks Plus, and that will give you access to perks worth over £200 on top of existing Sparks benefits. But you have to pay £120 up front for this.
Right, okay.
So I shall be waiting to see the details of that, because I suspect it won't be necessarily that good value for most people. Now, Marks and Spencer again, they don't, like Waitrose, they're not guaranteed to give you offers on their Sparks card every Friday or every Tuesday or whatever they say. You won't always have offers in your Sparks hub. Keep checking back as new ones will appear. Now, most of us do shopping on certain days, and if it doesn't appear on the day before you go shopping, you feel that you've lost out. And yes, you do need to check them because you don't want to lose out, but it is a difficulty. Last week, I was offered four pairs for free on my Sparks card. Yes, I took that offer, but sometimes it's a bag of Percy Pigs. Some people will take that as an offer.
You like a Percy Pig, though, Mrs. Mean, don't you?
My granddaughter does.
Oh, there you go. And, you know, it's fair to say that the main advantage of a loyalty program is customer retention. Too many brands aren't focused really on attracting new customers, forgetting to look after the ones they already have. It's all about customer retention at the end of the day, isn't it?
It is, and they use the data that they get because they see what we buy, and they do use this, not necessarily Marks and Spencer, because it seems more general their offers are, but at Sainsbury, I will often be offered a specific type of hummus or a specific type of yogurt, hazelnut yogurt, and it'll either be lower in price for me personally, or it will attract extra bonus points. Yeah. Those are things I normally buy, and I'm sure a lot of people say, oh, they're looking after me. They know what I like.
I feel they special.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Data is used. It's also used to help manufacturers. It's also used to help other companies. So our data is used. So you can. There will be trends. There'll be trends somewhere logged saying how many people are eating hazelnut yogurt at the moment. I'm contributing to that. That's fine. I'm not too worried about general knowledge being out there.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can be used to help us. There was a product recall last week of some nuts. I had bought that nut. I got the product recall. I had bought the specific one that was at risk of salmonella. But it can be used to benefit customers. It's not all used to sell us more than we want. But overall, you know, the schemes change. The dates change. You have to allow the time to make sure that you get the best deal.
It's all about customer loyalty. That's what we're looking today on the Mrs. Mean Money Show podcast series. Save the offers. Now, all the supermarkets, Mrs. Mean, they want us to use their apps, don't they, to check their different offers. And they're always urging us to download the app to do that.
Yeah. And the thing is, just having the app and looking at what your offers are doesn't mean you get the offer. You have to actually save the offers by adding them to your app so you can use them. This is the same for Sainsbury's. It's the same for Marks and Spencer. If you don't save the offer, you don't get the Sparks offer. And I think that's a bit, I don't know why they do that. It maybe saves some money because they don't have to pay out so many points or so many price reductions. But overall, I think just send us the information and we can then use it. And if we don't read it, that's our fault. But to actually build up points faster, you have to save the offers. That means they come to you, probably just as you're going to the shop or whatever. You have to screen down and see which ones you want to save. Make sure they do save. Some of them are quite big money off offers. If it says you get £10 off, then there's a different system you have to go through when you get to the till to make sure that's on your bill. So overall, it's not made easy.
There was an interesting promotion the other week, which we actually took advantage of with Sainsbury's, and that was you go in and a leg of lamb was about £13, and using your Nectar card, it was £6.50. Now, I thought that was quite reasonable.
Oh, that's a very good deal. And you've experienced that. That's really worthwhile and worth having. For a Sunday lunch, that's a really good deal. Some people don't cook big meals, etc. But it's the things that really I notice. I know a product I buy, it says normally £2.50, £1.50. And when you get to the area where it is, they're not on the shelf. They've all gone. Now, again, I'm a suspicious sort. I think when they're much cheaper, they don't put as many out. You know, I will look for things and then I'll kick myself saying, well, why do you really want it? And I think, well, I would have bought it anyway. I might have bought it at the full price, but now I know it's some weeks it's cheaper. I look out for when it is cheaper. And I suppose other people do the same.
Are you driven by a desire to create change? Dive into From Passion to Purpose, where we unlock the stories of nonprofit trailblazers. Get inspired as leaders share invaluable tips and transformative tales that empower you to make a lasting impact in your community. Tune in and ignite your passion into purpose today.
We're taking a look at loyalty today on the Mrs. Mean Money Show podcast. Still to come, don't be misled by those pack sizes. Get double the value if you can, and don't let those vouchers expire. Don't be misled by those pack sizes, Mrs. Mean. I think all of us are, aren't we?
Well, you know shrinkflation's with us, but manufacturers have an enormous range of pack sizes and probably a greater range of content. So you look at it and you can't tell by looking on the shelf which one, say, washing capsules. You can't tell which one holds 49 and which one holds 42 or 35. I mean, they're all different sizes. It's the same product and you might get six different sizes on the same shelf. Well, you need a calculator, because often supermarkets aren't putting the unit price on them yet. So you go in and it says this one's £8.50, this one's £7.90. So you have to do the calculations and work it out. They are going to put the unit prices on. They are required to put the unit prices on the shelves, but somehow they don't. And sometimes when they put them on the shelves, they have ludicrous calculations. I don't know who does the calculations for them, but sometimes you find that hand wash is allegedly costing you £12 100 mil. Well, it obviously isn't. Somebody's done a wrong calculation. So at the moment, the packs don't help us, the shelves don't help us, and the prices don't help us. Because overall, I keep going back to when I was a girl, but you used to have a big pack. If you bought it, it would last for a month or so. You bought it probably the first week of the month and did all your laundry. Biscuits and things like that now. You know, whether it's Penguin biscuits, I think they're one of the ones that have reduced the numbers. I might be wrong. But, you know, you get a packet of biscuits and you think, oh, I finished that quickly. Well, that's because there are fewer in the pack now, rather than because you're being greedy. You may be greedy, but overall, you really have to check what you're getting for your money and decide whether you want to pay the prices. And remember, the best prices are on the shelves near your feet. That particularly applies to cleaning products and washing products, even loo rolls. They tend to be on the lower shelves and people don't always see them. And I have been known to buy three small packs of washing capsules because it worked out cheaper per unit than buying one big one. And I'm thinking, well, the making of the three plastic boxes to put them in, that's cost money. Why don't they just do honest pricing?
And let's move on, take a look at changing schemes then. And you're saying loyalty is fickle at the end of the day, aren't you?
It is fickle. The manufacturers change the sizes of their boxes. That the retailers have different products that are being offered at cheaper rates. The Competition and Markets Authority is looking into particularly Tesco and its club card and Sainsbury's Nectar prices because they reckon that we're not getting enough information about what the real price is. Which did some research and it suggests that customers can save 6% off their shopping bills by using club card prices. Now, the big signs say, save 50%, and you mention you save 50% on your lamb, and I'm really pleased for you, and I'm not expecting every item to be 50% off, but if you save 6% on your shopping, you could probably do that by normal being careful and deciding not to buy the big brands, but to buy an own brand or a basics range if they're not much difference. So at the moment, Tesco wasn't providing unit prices, so you couldn't compare. But in February, they said they're going to do it. And over the next few months, all products will have a unit price, making it easier to shop. And yes, we still have to use them. We have to look at them and look along the line and say, oh, that one's 22 pence a unit. That one's 27. The boxes look the same size. So we have to do the work ourselves, but you've just got to look after yourself. So the schemes change, and Asda has star products where you can get 10% off the cost, and that's added to your reward. You can get £1 when you spend £5 on fruit or vegetable. That offer will change. You can also get money off George Clothing at Asda. Lidl has a rewards app called Lidl Plus. You may get a free bakery item or money off your next shop. Sometimes these are quite worthwhile. If you spend £250 in a month, you may get 10% off your next shop, and that will be worth having. But these things move around. Iceland has a bonus card scheme. It also offers all people over 60 10% off their in-store shop on a Tuesday. Now, that's worth it for pensioners or older people. Iceland has this quirky scheme where you add savings to your balance, pay in advance, in effect, and you get a pound bonus every time you put £20 on. So it's effectively paying for your shopping in advance, but it gives you money back. You get free delivery on orders over £25. Co-op, you have to pay a pound to join. It's now offering discounts for members, and you can get discounts on funeral care, insurance and legal services. So it takes time, but it's worth looking at these things. Morrison's, they scrapped their points-based scheme in 2021, then brought it back in 2023. You can earn points in-store or online. You get 5 points for every litre of fuel you buy. Aldi doesn't have a scheme, but it has special buy offers. Right. Discounts tailored to the personal shopping habits of the customers. They're all trying to make us feel we're special. I think they're taking us for fools some of the time. Yeah. And I am really careful about what I buy. And I really do watch where there are spaces in the shelves. And I think, oh, that was a really good offer. They haven't got any left of those. I wonder why.
Do you know what, Mrs. Mean? Unless you shop in the same place every week and you're across what the store is doing, what that particular chain is doing, that's okay. If you're one of these shoppers, and there are many of them out there that go to different supermarkets to pick up different things and different bargains, it can almost be overwhelming. You don't know what you're saving or where to turn to in order to get the best deals. I mean, is there like a website that you can go to that shouts about what all these different stores are doing?
Trolley.co.uk has the best system. It has most of the stores on there, and you should be able to find out a lot of things there. And one of the things that you really have to look out for is different stores have different sizes of boxes. So if you go into one store for your usual washing powder and it's not your normal store, it might be it looks the same, but it may not be the same size box. So you might think, oh, that's a bargain. And then when you get home, you say, oh, there's less in here. There is normally at my store. So the manufacturers, they do this to help what the retailers want, but it doesn't help the customers.
It's all about saving money at the end of the day. We're talking about loyalty on today's Mrs. Mean Money Show podcast. Let's talk about getting double the value of points, Mrs. Mean. A lot of the supermarkets are trying to get this and to double up now on the point values.
Yep. And at this time of year, it's good because we've got Easter, then we've got the summer. And with Nectar and Club Card in particular, you can get double value for your points. You can then spend them, have 50 pence worth of points and spend a pound at theme parks, coffee shops, restaurants, cinemas. All of them have different offers. tons and tons of offers, so it's worth checking them out. But, you know, the likes of Legoland and Alton Towers and all these different places, you can get, you know, if you've got £15 worth of points on your Nectar card or on your Tesco Club card, you may be able to get £30 worth of value when you go for a day out. And this is really useful for people with children in particular. And you can convert them into Avios points for your flights. Some people who think, oh, I can't afford the holiday. If they save all their Nectar points for Avios, it reduces the price of their holiday. So you can get double bubble, but you've got to really work out what you're doing. Make sure you use it properly. Make sure you save the offers because, well, if you don't, you're a fool.
Now, don't let those vouchers expire, Mrs. Mean. As I said at the very start of the podcast today, we found some vouchers in the drawer the other day and they'd expired. Keep on top of your vouchers. Otherwise, you'll lose it.
Yeah. And I recently built up £250 worth of Nectar points just because I didn't claim any for a long, long time. I was happy to leave them there until my account was frozen. My Nectar account was frozen. I had to get it reactivated. It took about 3 phone calls and I changed my password about 3 times. As soon as I got those liberated, I spent them. And that meant I had free groceries for about a month. And that was good. But you've got to be careful because you can fall foul of the expiry rules. If your Nectar account remains inactive for 12 months, your Nectar points are wiped. It's worth checking with older relatives who no longer do their own shopping to make sure that they don't lose any stored points. Tesco vouchers are valued for 2 years. Once they're expired, you won't be able to use them. Tesco will deactivate your account if it's unused for more than 2 years. Boots Advantage card, their points expire after 1 year if you haven't used your card. Now, you can use your card technically without spending any money by scanning in-store or shopping online to activate your account. Just go to the little thing and they'll let you do it. Now, a lot of people also get, like you mentioned, vouchers. You get gift cards. A lot of employers now give gift cards to Employee of the Month and things like that. The popular ones get spent quickly, but if it's a store you wouldn't normally go to, there are other places you can use the money. Card Yard and Cards 2, and that's the number 2, Cards 2 Cash online, and eBay and Facebook Marketplace, you can actually exchange your gift cards for cash. The sooner you do that, if you got a load at Christmas, it's worth doing it now because often they expire within a year. So the nearer you are to the expiry date, the less you get. Mainstream cards get the best value, so it's worth doing. But a lot of people get, as I say, they don't buy the gift cards, and sometimes they're from relatives and sometimes they are part of a deal. You know, you buy something and they say, oh, buy this and you get a so-and-so voucher. And you say, oh, that's good value. But if you don't go into the store and you don't normally shop there, you may not get the normal, you might say, oh, I'll buy a pair of trousers with it. But you never get there and never do it. So make sure you use your vouchers from your supermarkets, from any method you get. As I say, vouchers are given a lot nowadays as part of a bargain when you move phone, move broadband, all these different things, you'll get it. Yeah. And sometimes it's even given as a bonus on buying an insurance policy.
Get what you can where you can is what we say, isn't it, Mrs. Mean? Thanks for that. Interesting selection of areas to focus on in terms of loyalty. Is loyalty all it's cracked up to be these days? I don't particularly think it is, especially when you look at areas like insurance. And, you know, when you come to do your car insurance, your home insurance, you'd think, you know, I've been with this company, this organization for many years. Why isn't my insurance premium going down? It goes the other way, Mrs. Mean. Loyalty counts for nothing these days.
It counts for nothing these days. And some of the insurance companies made a loss during the pandemic. And then we've had bad weather, which has caused damage to cars, caused damage to buildings, etc. But they've had 2 bad years, so they want to make up in the 3rd year, let's say. Hear all the time from people whose premiums have gone up enormously for motor and for home insurance. Well, check the date when your insurance should be renewed. Find on comparison sites what is available. Start about a month before. Secure the best deal you can. See what your current insurer is saying you should pay. See if they will reduce it. They're more reluctant to do so nowadays than they used to be, but quite often another insurer will offer you better. They're not supposed to charge existing customers more than new customers, but they are, and they're getting away with it. So that's one issue. And as I say, things like mobile phones, broadband, the prices go up. Yep. If you have a 2-year contract, by the end of that 2-year contract, you'll be paying more than people who are new customers. So make sure you don't pay more than you have to.
Lovely. Thanks for that, Mrs. Mean. Great podcast today. Don't forget, if there's any questions you'd like to put to Mrs. Mean, you can do that by going to our website. It's mrsmeanmoneyshow.co.uk. There's a contact the show button at the top of the page. And very often we do a little Q&A session as well. We devote one particular episode to Q&A when the questions have mounted up. So if you have anything you'd like to put to Mrs. Mean, do by all means get in touch. Details of that coming up again in just a moment. Mrs. Mean, whatever you do until our next podcast episode, stay mean, won't you?
Oh, absolutely.
You've been listening to the Mrs. Mean Money Show. If you have a suggestion for Mrs. Mean to get her teeth into, head over to mrsmeanmoneyshow.co.uk and get in touch via the Contact the Show button. Join us next time, and don't forget to listen to the other podcasts in this series, and be sure to hit the subscribe button.